B-Pod Studios.
30 minutes.
The radio and online home of Boston sports.
You don't play quite as hard.
You're the Boston Celtics right now.
Too many guys
like that
hurt your team.
That's why the talent is down.
98.5 The Sports Hub. 98.5thesportshub.com. They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Raging today.
I feel like lifting weights today.
I'm going to the gym after.
That's what you want to do?
Want to go home.
You know what?
Lift weights.
Football.
To pass out.
Football today. Yeah.
Drink vodka and lift weights.
Yeah.
What's up, Zoe?
Good morning.
How we doing?
I'm doing good.
Doing well. Another day.
Is that proper English? Doing good? Doing well? Doing well.
Doing well.
Doing well.
Doing well. Good for you.
I always get that one mixed up. That one in like the wide vowel thing and all that. Yeah, we've been through that.
Yeah.
You got some dry skin there, Chooch?
Yeah, I just
didn't
have
it. Get an old man elbow,
yeah. Listen, Rage Against the Machine.
Nope.
Put on some Kiehl's Ultimate Strength hand salve. Who else wants some hand lotion?
Zoe's always asking for hand lotion.
We need some Jergens.
Do you have any hand lotion?
You know what I noticed?
I'm a tough guy.
Give me some of that lotion.
We're starting to get old. Have you noticed it? We're starting to get old guy elbow.
Oh yeah.
Like it's, what is that chick? It's like turkey skin. Like
it's rough. Just dry elbows. I've had them since I was
not like that. Let me feel your
25.
I feel my elbows.
No, those are fine.
Oh, he's got soft, supple baby skin.
Oh, it's not that. It's not that soft.
It's not dry.
It's a good smell, too, isn't it?
It's good lotion. Yeah, now you ready to go? You crack the knuckles?
Yeah, let's go.
Ready.
Let's go.
All lubed up.
Yeah.
All ready to go?
Ready to go.
Details are in on Julian Edelman's contract this morning, thanks to Bert Breer. I'm guessing it got filed with the NFLPA, which is how Bert got. I don't know that. Maybe Bert just has great sources, but this is what happens. Players do deals. They file them with the NFLPA.
Then it comes out.
Details come out, all that stuff. Ready?
Yep.
$8 million signing bonus. That we knew.
Yep.
2019, $1 million base salary, fully guaranteed, with a $375,000 roster bonus.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he'll be on the roster.
Chances are good. That $8 million signing bonus will be spread out over 3 years. Oh, that's how those work. It gets paid right away, though. They cut the check. Paid. But for cap purposes, they spread it out over 3 years.
Who spreads it out to who? I mean, in terms of the paper?
Accounting. Just accounting-wise, okay. It gets spread out over 3 years.
Edelman gets the
salary
$8 million.
Salary cap.
Salary cap-wise. Accounting purposes.
Oh, no.
Divided by three.
Edelman gets the $8 million.
Already. Yeah. Okay. They cut him the check already.
Good.
He's got it in the bank.
Right. Well, I think he had that big dip in the other day.
Mm-mm. It was an $8 million can of dip. $8 million he paid for that can of dip.
This is why next year when we say, oh, poor Julian Edelman, he only has a $2 million base salary or whatever it might be. He's already been paid $3 million of that money
This is Jim Brady's $14 million point. Like, he's got his money. He doesn't really get
poor Tom Brady only has a $14 million salary, but he's already gotten $11 million paid out before that.
Okay. All right. But you could next year just look at this when you say next year when he has a $3.3 million base salary. Right, Jim?
Yeah.
Okay. Which is what I'm going to fire back at you with when you talk about Brady this way. 3.3. So divide Julian Edelman's base his bonus, which is $8 million, divide it by the 3 years, if you want to do that. That means tack on an extra $2.6 million every year.
Yeah.
Onto his Okay, so add that $2.6 million to the $3.3 million that he'll make in 2020, and he'll be making just under $6 million for the year. Is Julian Edelman at $6 million in 2020 a bargain?
Huh.
Yeah, Edelman is, yes.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. Even when you add it, factor in guys' bonus money,
he's the 71st.
You can still end up being a bargain.
It's $8 million over 3 years, yeah, but not if it's $24 million.
The way Tom Brady is.
He's the 71st.
The way Tom Brady still is a bargain.
He's the 71st paid receiver.
I don't want to confuse the two arguments. We're throwing a lot of numbers out here. Yeah. Let's not bring Tom Brady into this conversation.
We're not.
Let's stick to Julian Edelman.
You can't compare Brady to these guys.
And at the end of this, you're going to give us the average annual value.
I can do that.
Okay. Because really, that's what it comes down to. You can pay it in whatever increments you want.
Yes.
Give it to them all up front, which would be nice.
Yeah.
I'll take that money and invest it, please. Thank you. I'm all set. But at the end of the day, over the years, how much will he be paid per year?
Well, it depends. It depends on how well he plays, and I'll explain. Because it's tied to how he plays. Again, so for 2019, his salary is $1 million. His salary next year is $3.3 million. His salary in 2021 is $2.8 million. He's got roster bonuses of $375, $675, and $675. He's got an $8 million signing bonus up front that, as I said, has already been paid. He's got a number of workout bonuses. And then in this deal, there are $7 million in incentives.
Okay.
That are based on number of catches that are triggered by 60 catches, 70 catches, 80 catches, et cetera, all the way up through 100 catches. And then there are incentives for Pro Bowl appearances. And the catches sort of change, the triggers change each year. But it totals in all $7 million in catch incentives and Pro Bowl incentives.
Yep. Over 3 years.
Over 3 years.
Okay.
Do you remember the Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski incentives? When
yes.
They were put in front of them, that little carrot dangling?
Yes, the Rob Gronkowski incentives, of which he reached none.
Yes.
Okay. So to boil it down,
$8 million bonus.
Edelman's contract is really a three-year, $17.9 million deal, which comes out to $5.9 million a year. That can go all the way up to 3 years and $24.9 million, which would max out his max value on the deal, is 3 years and $8.3 million a year. What a steal.
So what's the name? Split the difference, because, you know, 100 catches, who knows?
Yeah.
You know, even like, you know, the roster.
No, let's say he has a Pro Bowl appearance for each of the next 3 years, and he catches 100 balls in each of those seasons, he will have made... 3 years, he will have been here 3 years and made less than $25 million.
Right.
And been a Pro Bowler in all three seasons. Pro Bowler. Had 100 catches in all three seasons.
Those type of numbers, and he hits them, he's a Hall of Famer.
And he will have made, we're talking money though, less than $25 million for his services.
Think about what you're paying a Hall of Famer.
Would that be a bargain for the New England Patriots?
The way you phrase it, yes. The way you phrase it, yes.
Bargain.
So what everybody sees, it's a two-year, $18 million.
Bargain!
He's thinking, okay, they're finally at nine.
Provided.
It's a steal.
Provided.
I saw the details this morning, and I think completely different about this deal today than I did 2 days ago, because when I first heard about it, and I heard, oh, wow, they just tacked on an extra $18 million, 2 years and 18, I said, that's sort of out of character for them, because they usually don't just pay for past performance. They typically, for guys in their 30s, they're always about letting a guy go a year early rather than a year late. Guys in their 30s, when it comes to slot receivers, they let them go.
Yeah.
They let Troy Brown walk in his 30s. They let Wes Welker walk in his 30s. They let Danny Amendola walk to the Miami Dolphins. They don't. And I know that Edelman's in a different class in terms of what he is as a player and what he's meant to the team and what he's meant to them winning Super Bowls. He's different than some of those guys. But, wow. And then I saw the details and I go, oh. They got a bargain, and the player gets $8 million. Who's going to turn down $8 million? I certainly wouldn't if I were him.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, when it's all said and done after 20 years with Brady, too, would Brady classify him as his number one weapon over his tenure? Mm. You know, if you had to ask Tom Brady, gun to your head, think about the catch he made against Atlanta, the miracle catch.
Go back.
Think about the drives that he got going in the MVP game that he had last year. Tom probably looks at it as like, I got two more rings because of this guy. And he probably remembers a Walker dropped that one down the seam. Where he could have had another one.
Yeah, if he hadn't thrown it
like
so
people
high.
Say, Randy, yeah, he broke records with Randy Moss, but you still didn't win with Randy. You win with this guy.
You didn't win with Welker either.
You didn't. then win with Mankins.
Okay, so here's to answer your question, though, Beadle. You know, is it a bargain for that kind of money for those 3 years? Provided Tom Brady plays in all those years. Let's just say it's not even the last year, okay? Number one, he's not making that money because he's not getting those. He's not reaching probably the catches or anything else. You bring just another quarterback in here, and it could be a very good quarterback, someone that they, you know, are going to trade for.
Get ready for the Stidham comments today.
Who's to say that just another quarterback can utilize Julian Edelman the way Tom Brady has? So you could, if Tom Brady decides to hang it up after next year or the year after, then even without the bonuses, you're going to be paying a guy essentially $6 million for the year. That's like, yeah, I'm here. I'm in the slot. I'm running my routes, but that guy can't get me the ball like Brady used to. This is a finely tuned and oiled machine between these two. So I think it's the bargain of the century, provided Brady plays for all of those years.
Who's the guy? Who's the white kid that nobody can remember his name that went to Buffalo instead of here? Went from Tennessee. What's that kid's name? Nobody can even remember.
Cole Beasley went to Buffalo.
No, not Buffalo.
Adam Humphries went to Tennessee.
Tampa. That's it. So Adam Humphries. Say you signed Adam Humphries to that 3-year, $30 million deal. Would this deal have gotten jacked up more for Edelman?
I would think so.
It's almost like I think they offered him a lower number because you didn't really get those $10 million guys you were looking at. Or Golden Tate.
Adam Humphries got three years and $30
million. Yeah,
there weren't any comps on the team.
And you just got Edelman in a way for $3 and $25 million at a max, but more likely got him for, let's call it $3 and $20 million.
Right. I mean, comparables are comparables around the league.
And you don't think you got a steal? You don't think you got you robbed the bank?
You know what you
yesterday
got?
Provided, on this deal?
Provided Brady plays. That's the provision.
I don't agree with that. I think Julian Edelman is so good on his own that it doesn't matter who his quarterback is.
How do you know?
I would not take that away from Julian Edelman.
You've never seen him catch a ball from anyone.
I think it's unfair to him and his talent and his ability. I don't think that's fair to put that on him.
I think it speaks to what we've been talking about here for years. You know, is it Brady or Belichick? It's Brady and Belichick, and it's a handful of trustworthy guys, whether it's been Rob Gronkowski or Wes Welker, Julian Edelman, that all makes this thing
Did Wes Welker suck when he
so
went elsewhere?
So convinced me of this
Could
years
Wes
ago.
Did Wes Welker not play with Peyton Manning or other teams that he played with?
Wes Welker was okay in Denver until he
then his like head caved in. What do you want?
He was okay.
Right, because he could play, because he was a good player. He was a good player in Miami before he came here. And then he was playing with nobody's down there.
Do you think Edelman has nearly the value and the worth on this team if it's just a guy throwing in the ball as opposed to Tom Brady?
No, but it's not because of the quarterback. It's because of the offense.
The offense.
I don't know that there are as many offenses that are driven around this position as there are the way the Patriots do.
But it's all predicated on him getting rid of the ball fast and be able to read everything.
Why are their teams giving Adam Humphries $30 million this offseason? You don't think Edelman can hit the market next year and get that money?
No.
But here's the thing.
No, he's older.
Yeah, that's age. This is actually a good contract for an older guy. It's a good contract for him.
You don't think that Julian Edelman could hit the market and get the money? More money than what he got in this deal from the Patriots by hitting the market next offseason.
No, he could. You said one single year.
Oh, my God, he could crush it.
Not the next two or three.
No, you said 4 for $36 like Humphries. He's not getting that.
I didn't say that. I didn't say 4 for $36. I didn't throw any numbers out there.
You said Adam Humphries. Could he get Adam Humphries money?
Oh, he could get $30 million. You don't think he could get a $30 million contract? He just got... You don't think so?
I don't know.
No.
Oh, I think you're wrong.
Not at that age.
You could totally get a $30 million contract. What was the guaranteed money in Humphries' deal? It was a total guaranteed money. I'll look it up during the break. I'll look it up and tell you what the number was, because I'm willing to bet Edelman could absolutely get that money. I can't believe you, of all people, are undervaluing Julian Edelman.
Oh, I love the guy. You know that.
You are undervaluing what he is. Super Bowl MVP and just flat-out warrior, Julian Edelman.
Well, that's the reason the deal got done.
Undervaluing Julian Edelman, who the Patriots got an absolute steal on. And, hey, good for Edelman. He gets $8 million. The guy absolutely deserves the pay.
We're going to be doing
absolutely
this.
Deserves the money. And I'm glad he's staying.
He does.
We're going to be doing this underpayment thing in 2 months when Brady gets his.
He deserves it, and he's earned it, and he's going to continue to earn it. But if you re-sign Jacoby Brissett to come in here and be the quarterback, then I think it's going to be looking like, wow, you're spending a lot of money on him and a lot of other guys that you can't do a whole lot with.
That's such a Patriot thing. You beat the guy up on the contract, and then you say, oh, but he got what he deserved. Come on. The Patriots got a good deal on this guy. They got a great deal on this guy.
But the bonus structure is much better than what they gave Brady and Gronkowski. Like, they looked at it and said, this kid could hit every single one of them bonuses that you read.
Did you think Gronkowski wasn't going to hit any of those bonuses last year?
No, I thought Gronk would hit and Brady wouldn't. We went over the Brady ones. Brady ones were like, that's MVP year stuff.
All right, we'll get back at it. Don't go anywhere. 617-779-0985. And your reaction to Julian Edelman coming back to the Patriots next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zo and Bertrand.
So he looked up the Adam Humphries contract. $12 million fully guaranteed, up to $19 million guaranteed starting on the fifth day of 2020 league year. So making it through March of next year, the guarantees go up to $19 million. $12 million in guarantees. I feel fully comfortable that Julian Edelman
is that what Edelman got though?
Could hit the market and get $12 million in guaranteed money. $19 million guaranteed, I think that would be a little bit more difficult, but I think he could get into the ballpark.
But I think Edelman did that and got that, got it to 12 because you got the $8 million signing bonus. You got the 2 years guaranteed. He's already at 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's north of 12. He got more guarantees than he did.
Fully guaranteed base salary coming up next year at $3 million. So he's already in that, see, that $12 million number.
I hate when it's phrased
that way. If he hit the market, he could get north of that. I think he could get into that $15 million range of guaranteed money.
You look at a guy like
Humphries.
He could
make more guaranteed on the market.
Humphries looked at as like a $10 or $11 million a year player. Same thing with Cole Beasley. What's the guarantee?
I think he could get less in incentive-based money. More in base salaries, less incentive-based money, and he would get higher base salaries to make rosters, less based on what it is that he's going to get in terms of the catches.
What was the number one driving thing all of free agency when they were courting some of these guys? It pissed you off because there's a guy like Edelman set to make two and a half, and they haven't really taken care of him based on the type of championships he's helped you win. This is a team that doesn't really reward guys this late in their career. And it's still a reward because he got guarantees in this.
Well,
thing.
It tells you
he's got $12 million guaranteed. They did it with Hightower a little bit too.
They'll give you your money if you perform.
And that's right. And I think they want to make him a Patriot for life because they know, and they got him by the balls too, because they know that the team's got him by the balls a little bit.
Edelman?
Yeah. Because they know that he wants to play with Brady. He doesn't, to your point, can he go out and make probably more per year?
Well, then he's got himself. He's got himself by the balls then.
Yeah.
If that's the factor,
it is.
That's on him.
He wants to play with Brady.
Well, that's him then.
They need each other.
Well, then he lost himself money.
Well, yeah. It's like Gronkowski going in. You can't trade me. I want to only play with Tom Brady. And it's like that. It's the way those three work. And they want to play with Brady. So it's a good deal for both. It is.
Don't you just love a bargain?
Yes, I do.
I like that. But that makes me think shark. They're coming. Big weekend. Starting swimming the water. Yeah, getting that water sweet.
Do they know it's Memorial Day
reason.
Weekend?
Who?
The Sharks?
They don't know. It's their world, dude. You think they get out and check calendars?
You said they're coming. Big weekend.
Yeah.
Big
bait.
Weekend.
Bait's at stupid people.
I saw this tweet yesterday from Evan Silva, who writes for Roto World, and I think he's NBC Sports stuff, too. Julian Edelman's receiving stats over his last 16 games, and this includes playoffs. He's got 105 catches for 1,325 yards and 6 touchdowns. That's over his last 16 games. Granted, he missed the first four last year because he got popped for PEDs. So just take his last 16 games. 105 catches, over 1,300 yards, six touchdowns, with 156 targets over that 16-game span. You know where that would have put him in the 16-game schedule in the NFL last year? Would have put him sixth in the NFL in targets. Would have had him as a top 10 target guy in the league. Granted, we're sort of giving him the benefit of the doubt here of being on the field for all 16 games during the regular season. And so you sort of factor that in terms of his level of production. You take the suspension out of it, though.
Yeah.
And where he's at and how well he's been performing, and obviously just won the Super Bowl MVP. He's still operating at a high level coming off that injury.
Extremely high level. And I don't see any like decrease in work from him. You know, he's a maniacal nut. Yeah.
Can we say injury and suspension?
Injury and training.
Yeah.
If you were going through this contract negotiation, is there any part of you where you're like, I hope that lasts. I hope the training and comeback lasts.
Remember Nink at the end.
He had nothing to lose, though. Tom Curran wrote the book with him, right? Tom Curran said on his podcast this week that after the ACL, he said Edelman was just crying, saying, that's it, to his dad. I'm done. Like, nobody's going to want a 32-year-old receiver coming off an ACL.
Sure.
I said that was the hardest thing for him to get through. You know, Brady talking to him too about it. He goes, hey, it's, you know, when you tear it the way you tear it and you have that trauma, it's like, you know the road ahead of you. And for him to get back to know what his game's predicated on to cut the move, his ability to beat people in small space. You can sit there and you can run all day and get to be a 4-3 guy and you can be like Brandon Cooks. If you can't win in the middle with this offense, you're expendable. You're gone. So he had to work his ass off to get back to that point where he could show them I could get on the field. Holy crap. He cuts better now than he did prior to the injury, which I think he does. I think he runs better routes now because it almost conditions you to do that. Because you're so hyper-focused on build the tendon, build the muscle, build it up, build the strength, cut.
It would be remiss of me not to mention that it's possible that the player is motivated to sign the deal now out of some concern that he may not be able to keep up the level of play from last season going into this season. And therefore, there would be some concern about making that guaranteed money in the open market next offseason. It's worth a mention. It's part of the story. You can't ignore it. I'm happy he signed the deal. I think it's a good deal. As I said, I think looking at the numbers, looking at the potential achievement over the next couple of seasons or three seasons, the money that you could potentially pay out could end up being a real bargain. But I think no matter what ends up happening, there's no way the Patriots lose on this deal. There's no way they end up being in a bad spot on this deal. I don't think there's very, very much risk at all in signing the player to this contract. And so I think it's a good deal, and I'm glad they did it. I'm happy for the player. He absolutely deserves it. I think he was underpaid. And so I think it's good all the way around. But in terms of motivations for the why now part of it, that could be part of it. You can't ignore that part of the story. It's just, it is what it is. It's the NFL coming off an ACL. The suspension is what it is. It's for a reason.
Yeah.
It happened for a reason. It happens in this league for a reason. And I don't blame players for doing it at all. Not even a little bit. 617-779-0985. When do we get to your calls? Coming up next after Hardy has the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five. phone number here on Zolak and Bertrand. We come to you live from our Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Al's in Boston on Julian Edelman. What's up, Al? Al, you there? I don't think he's there. We'll go to Howard in Amesbury instead. Hi, Howard.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hi. What's up?
Hey, so Beetle, I agree with you. Edelman could get more on the market. And this is the way I think about it. One, he's grateful that the Patriots gave him a shot. And two, he's probably the best slot guy that I've seen in football. And I'm 59, better than Welker. I don't know how many guys could take the hits that he's taken, how they come back from injuries like he has. But most importantly, I don't know about you, but I mean, anybody that's played sports, I think they want to win. And, you know, a few extra million dollars, yeah, it's great, but you win with the Patriots. You go to someplace else, you lose every Sunday. It can't be fun. And I think he retires when Brady retires. That's my feeling.
Yeah, plus there's also the security of not having to go through the year and worry about getting hurt again this season.
Right.
The deal's done now. The deal's done right now. $8 million. The check has already been cut.
That's right. From
and that's a factor, too.
Absolutely. And Zoe would agree with me. Any of these guys who are professional athletes, they're just super talented athletes. They can play multiple sports. I mean, Zoe, you know, to make it in the NFL, you had to be.
I can throw a frisbee. Pretty good. Pretty good disc thrower.
Yeah, no. And, hey, Edelman's great. Love him.
Yeah. What other sports Edelman play with?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I bet he's a good swimmer. Diver. Backflip.
You know, for a professional athlete, you know what's a real hole in Zoe's game? Swinging a baseball bat.
All this, it's always been
terrible.
It's
a real hole in your game.
But I could hit home runs softball-wise.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen him play softball. He hits bombs.
Oh, I'm sure you do. It's just that the swing itself is...
He's got a good launch angle.
It's powerful as hell. I mean, listen, he's
celebrity softball games, the ball leads apart.
I'm not talking about your power. I'm not talking about the strength.
I struck out like time as a kid.
Is it good looking?
Yeah, it's not the best looking swing, but it's effective, though. It's effective. Yeah. At the old place in Providence, we had a softball team.
We had to play games.
No money. Hardy, no appearances. Hardy, no money.
Help me out here. Is Jim being objective on this? Or is he helping his friend Zoe right now? Is Coach Louth right now, who's wearing his softball coach pullover right now, getting ready for a game tonight?
Okay.
Coach Louth getting ready for a game. If you were coaching Zoe tonight, would you let him keep swinging the way he swings?
Yes, he would. And you want to know why? Jim Louth is a results-oriented coach.
It puts people in the stands.
They didn't care what it looks like. They don't ask you how. They ask you how many.
If they're struggling, you give them a little tips. But let them be athletic. Right. Let them be their son. Let them be themselves.
Yeah, put the hat on backwards.
We got to get to Jim's email about. We're going to get to it. Don't say what it is. We're going to get to it later.
I'm not going
to
say it, but Jim has his first kids softball tournament over Memorial Day weekend.
Well, yeah, this is the time of year that stuff kicks off.
Just wait till you hear what happened in their little league.
Oof.
You imagine Zoe being told, hey, we have a softball team for the station. You got to go. You're not getting paid for it. You're just going to go.
No.
Play.
I don't see that happening in 2019.
No.
Well, the place we worked at, we had a cardboard box and a small tube TV on top of it, and we crammed four people in a closet. That was fun.
Yeah.
I worked with a guy that I put a standee in front of because I didn't want to look at him. And I made the standee go through. I made the microphone go through the hole in the standee.
You cut a hole right through it?
It was a football target. The catching. It was like the hands had a hole. He put the microphone through the hole.
The mic through the hole. Yeah. And I said, you guys sit on the other side and just do the show there. Because I didn't want to talk or look at the person.
Kevin's in Plymouth. Hi, Kevin.
That's a good show.
Great. Awesome. Kevin, you there?
Oh, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
So I was just trying to see if you guys saw Tom Curran and Tanguay's top five best Patriots receivers list that they did on Monday.
I did not.
I missed that one.
Okay, so I don't know if Tanguay was on drugs or he was a little tipsy, but you guys should check out his list because it's kind of fishy.
What was wrong with it? What was your biggest gripe? Just tell us your biggest gripe. We'll go from there.
Okay, he doesn't have Julian Edelman on the list.
Okay, so that's your issue. He has
Danny Amendola and Wes Welker over Edelman, and that's kind of wrong in my opinion.
Okay, Jim has sent me a picture of the list. Tangway's list has Gronk, Moss, Brown, Amendola, and Welker. And Curran's has Edelman, Gronk, Welker, Moss, and Branch.
Wait a minute, he put Amendola in instead
yeah.
of...
Yeah, so oh, that's clickbait. I would have liked to have seen the segment because I'm going to tell you, I've done these segments, yeah. and I've put guys on a list that actually aren't on my list just to create a talking point.
Yeah.
And I will even say, like in the segment, this guy's not actually on my list, but I want to mention something about him.
Right.
So I don't know if Tangway did that or if Tangway was just being a troll. I would have had to have seen it before. I'm not going to. Here's what I don't like doing. I don't like being critical of something I didn't hear or see.
Me too.
This is just an image. I don't know what the context of this was.
This could be playoffs, too. Like, Amendola's money in the playoffs. It doesn't really play
so
much.
So, Borges could have been playoff Dola. Borges killed Curran for not having Stanley Morgan on the list. And Curran said, I should have put him on the list. I was thinking of Brady's best Patriot receivers, what Curran said.
Right. I think when you're talking about Patriots receivers, like, are we talking all time? Or are we talking, you know, this
Brady's 20 years?
The Super Bowl era Patriot receivers, Super Bowl wins. What are we talking
Troy
about?
Troy Brown, you know.
We have to consider Irving Fryer. What are we doing? No, here?
Tangway didn't have Deion Branch either.
So. What are we doing?
What?
No, Curran had Branch. Tangway did not.
Okay. Well, I mean,
and they used Gronkowski, so that's kind of a I don't know if that's a cop out or whatnot, but.
Well, it depends. Is it a?
I mean, how did Tony
top
Simmons,
receiving target?
How did Tony Simmons
end?
Not make one of these lists, Zoe? Tony Simmons was really fast. I think he had great hands, too. I like saying names that just get so instantly.
It sounds like you sit there and you watch.
I just say names that instantly get him pissed off.
Like, we'll do it in this business, okay? You'll sit there and you'll say,
he would have made
I'm driving around
the show from behind the stand.
You know, I mean, I'm driving around in a car and you'll listen to some shows, some talk shows. You'll think, how the hell does this guy have a job? How do they put these people together? There would be times where you'd walk in a huddle and you'd look across the huddle and say, who the hell in a front office watch film when this kid thinks he could play? Like, what crack were you smoking? Like, you picked this guy or that guy. It happens everywhere with everybody. And I'm sure they go through it now, too. Yeah. You know? So, jeez.
Is the NFL draft coming to Boston? That's a real question for 2022. We'll explain. Give you the details on it. Coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ian, noticeably absent. 2022. Why?
Well, there are really no questions from the podium, so no opportunity to ask any of the participants about that. But from what I understand, Andrew, 2022 was essentially kept open, likely for a bigger city. And, Judy, if you think about the way it has gone, it's gone Nashville, probably not the biggest city in the world. Las Vegas, going to feel like a big city. Cleveland, not a huge city, although certainly substantial. An opening there for maybe one of the bigger cities who have shown interest. Boston would be an option there. Washington, D.C. would be an option there. Potentially Houston, although probably more tinted toward the teams that will not host Super Bowls. And then obviously you get Kansas City in 2023 after that.
Ian Rappaport on NFL Network yesterday. The NFL draft has been awarded to Cleveland for 2021. It will go to Kansas City in 2023. It will be in Vegas next spring. They left 2022 open because they're going to Cleveland and Kansas City in 2021 and 2023, as I just told you. And so they already know that they're going to two smaller cities, and they're not going to be able to put that in a third market that is small and crappy. So they're going to have to put it somewhere good.
Talk to a guy that actually works in bartends down in Nashville, and Max went down, talked to him, like I told you. You know, he went down to hang out for the weekend. He said if people go to Nashville to party all the time. Like, obviously, they do those bachelorette parties, and it's a big spot to go for.
And it just changes, like, the crowd, like, what you're here for. Like, I don't want to hang out with a bunch of football guys. No. Like,
he said it was nothing like he's ever seen in his life. He said it was literally like you picked up Mardi Gras down on Bourbon Street. You picked it up and just dropped it right in the middle of Nashville. Like, they said it's the best thing that's ever happened in that city, the NFL draft. And
the person that's going to pay for this is my husband when I refuse to watch football the entire season. Like,
what an unfortunate guy he must feel like. You know, honey, you don't want to watch football?
He's going to send her to the NFL draft every year from now on.
You get married once.
Yep.
How often does the draft happen?
Every freaking year.
Next year, he's saying, so she doesn't know it yet, but her husband's sending her on a trip to Vegas next spring.
We can't get
I'm sorry,
into
were you getting married
bar.
That weekend, or were you just trying to go around drinking a bunch of Singapore slings, get all loopy with your friends, and try and talk that one friend out of making another bad decision? Because she's already been married once, and now she wants to go hook up with that guy who's not even a bartender. Lisa, seriously, he's a bar back. He's not even that hot. Don't do it. Oh, my God. Tom has been so good for you, too. You're finally settling down. That's what you're doing. My bachelorette party is ruined.
That poor guy. And the guy said too, he goes,
she's the one who made us stay here because she wanted to go near that place for breakfast tomorrow morning that has the Eggs Benedict. And here's what's going to happen. She's going to hook up with that guy, and she's going to drink way too much, and she's going to be too hungover, and she won't even want the Eggs Benedict.
He laughs.
And here we are at this hotel that's near the place that has the Eggs Benedict because that's what she wanted.
Especially those places. You laugh, the drink you mentioned, that little mini buckets that they have, they fill it with ice, and it's basically Kool-Aid Gatorade, and they put, like, crap gin and vodka in there and mix it up, and they put a bunch of straws, and like, look at all the drinks. $1.35 to make, true overhead cost, and they end up charging, like, $25-$30 for that thing. You know, but everybody can partake in the bucket, and it's cheap booze, and people come out of there with headaches because it's pure sugar. But
so,
they have a good time.
He mentions 2022 in Boston specifically. He throws Boston in there. Is he doing that because he knows something? Or is he doing that just because he wants to throw a name out there?
No, I think probably because he knows something.
Gross. Get out of here.
You don't want it?
You know, what do we want this for? Like, and,
well, you can't.
You instinctively be like, oh, yeah, that'd be cool. And then you think about it, and you're like,
what do I care?
Actually,
what do I care?
No.
What do I care about him in the draft here?
No, do we need this?
No.
What do we need this for? It would be good for our purposes, for this show, for the radio station. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, I'm sure we'd be live at it.
It would be great for us.
We'd be live. But live there, I'm sure.
But to be completely honest with you, for the people who live and work here every day, what an epic headache that would be, I don't think anyone here deserves that.
It's a four-day event now, man.
I mean, it's bad enough, people just trying to go to work here in this city every day, and now you're going to, shut down 10 blocks somewhere to put the NFL draft in the city somewhere?
Yes, young guys!
Yeah. That's for Nashville.
Put it in Mansfield. Put it at the Tweeter Center. Put it in Great Woods, Xfinity, whatever
it is. That guy would be really excited about the NFL draft coming to town. I don't care.
Yes, young guys!
Yes, everywhere.
But I thought it was interesting what he said about the alternative for cities that won't host the Super Bowl. Is this like the NFL saying, hey, we'll throw you a bone, we'll give you the draft
Give you a draft because you're not getting a Super Bowl.
That's here.
Chicago, you're not getting a Super Bowl, we gave you a draft. Right?
That stadium can't hold it. Small stadium.
What?
Chicago.
It's a cold weather city. They're not getting a game. Right. They're not getting a Super Bowl.
New York had one.
Because they built a brand new stadium with public money.
Chicago, you can't even park.
That's the only way you're going to get it. That's the only way you get it. Yeah. You get it. You get the reward if you build a new stadium for a team.
Do you think the Patriots would want this?
Do I? Yes, I think they would. What team would want?
Because were the Titans really even associated with the host city?
I didn't feel they were.
No, I didn't feel it at all.
No.
What did they get out of it? What did the Titans get out of that?
Nothing.
I don't feel like they got anything. So, no. I mean, I don't know if you get to use it as some sort of bargaining chip with your local politicians for any reason.
Well, maybe the guy that...
You know? Listen, here's the thing. In some town like Nashville, getting the draft is a big deal because you bring a lot of people to town, and they're a town that's heavily driven on tourism dollars. Here, You don't
give
a bleep.
And you get primetime coverage of, hey, look at the party in Nashville. Look at this place.
Yes.
Like, that's good for tourism, too.
There's
like,
a different conference in Boston every single week. They don't need the draft.
Dude, think about the timing of
the same way New York, like when New York hosted the Super Bowl, it wasn't even a blip.
Vegas doesn't need it either. They're getting
Vegas doesn't need it.
Think about it. Early graduations here, it's nightmare situations. You have a Bruins team and a Celtic team that could potentially be in the mix or have playoff games. So the Garden's taken out of the picture. Where the hell are you going to put this?
No, here's the thing, though. We were talking about this off the air earlier. Nashville proved that you don't need a venue. They didn't have a venue.
They didn't.
Philly didn't either.
Philly didn't have a venue either.
You know what Philly did?
We're going to close down 10 city blocks. You know what Nashville did?
Same thing.
10 city blocks are now closed. Fill the streets. We're going to set up a stage in the middle of a street. And everybody fill the streets, and we'll figure out the rest.
They did that in Chicago,
They did not have venues.
Shut down a park.
Yeah, I would say Chicago did have a park, though. They had more of a venue.
They had that massive park along the water.
But for the most part, Philly, Nashville didn't have venues. They just shut down areas, set up a stage where they could find the space, and that's where they did it. So venues are not really the question. It's a matter of, do you want to shut down streets and just take up space in downtown areas? Do you want to do that here? You think Boston wants to do that? You think the people who live and work here every day want to do that? Because I got news for you. Remember what we read about Philly? They didn't do it for a day. They did it for weeks. They shut it down for like 3 weeks leading up to the draft.
Can we get hotels for those weeks to drive in instead of driving in?
I don't want to do that. Do you?
Yeah. No.
Who wants to do that? Nobody really needs that. I mean,
Hardy, you want to stay at a hotel?
How many people really go to the draft?
Yeah, okay.
Zoe might take the T if that happens.
I would actually ride
the
train.
Zoe to the T.
Yeah.
You know what I would want ahead of a draft in this town again? I want an all-star game for the NBA or the NHL or Major League Baseball.
Yes, because that's fun. You get to go to a game. At least you get a game.
Or at least you have an event that's in town that's an actual like sport being played, and you get sort of the fun things that surround that.
That's what I'm saying. You get a game.
I know the draft brings
the
NFL experience.
Contest or whatever, the dunk contest,
there's things
the
that happen
derby.
Around it that are a little bit more accessible. Like the draft, it's just what? You watch guys get picked?
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
Nope.
Bring a game.
Yes, young guys.
Yes. No, bring a game. Bring a game.
Although 2022, the Patriots might finally be drafting their next quarterback that year.
Let's get an all-star game back here. And I know that it's been rumored that baseball could be bringing the all-star game back to Boston in the next few years. It's been rumored. Let's get an all-star game again. Let's do that. How about the Garden for, you know, I know the NBA doesn't want to come here. How about the NHL? Can we get the all, it's been what, 96 was the last one they had? How about the NHL comes back for an all-star game?
Yeah, original six team.
And not that that's a good game. All-star games are terrible, but at least they're, you know, an event, a sporting event.
Yeah, did a Winter Classic here at the stadium. It's pretty
something.
Cool.
I don't know. Nah. It's better than a draft. But who knows? Maybe we end up with the draft. 617-779-0985, the phone number. We will, of course, get back to your calls. But as you heard the Bruins fans say, young guys, there'll be some young guys out on the ice.
Yes, young guys.
Practicing. Yes, young guys.
Scrimmage is going to happen tonight. Is this a good idea?
Yes.
Is the Bruins scrimmage going to help them tonight?
Yes. We were wrong.
Is it a good idea?
Yes.
Let's discuss that. We'll get to that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.